Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to traceminerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you'd like to get a hold of me, please, I got an 800 number now, 844-775-LOAN, or reach me at dfrio, it's D-F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. Today we're going to talk about, you know, when you were in high school, and there was that really good-looking girl, or the really good looking guy, and you were just, you couldn't approach that person for rejection. You just didn't want to get rejected. Nobody likes to get rejected. Well, I see that day in and day out in the mortgage business. People continue to rent and rent because they're afraid of rejection. I get it. I probably get one or two of these calls a day. The good news is, I know over half of the time we're successful in getting that person pre-approved and getting them on their way to home ownership. So I want to go over today some of the calls I had this week, and we'll go through and I'll tell you what, you know, the reluctancy was on their part. Then when we spoke about it, and I walk you through every step of this process to explain, I always ask you, you know, grab a piece of paper and pencil. Let's do this together to make sure, you know, we're on the same page. What do you qualify for? And we'll just kind of walk you through the whole thing. So let's get to it. So one of the biggest issues that I have is income. Okay. Somebody, they don't think, or you don't think you have enough income to qualify, or part B of that is you might say, you know what, I haven't been on this job for 2 years, and I know everybody tells me I have to be on the job for 2 years. Well, let's walk through that. Okay, so let's get some numbers straight. So here's what I always ask people. I said, okay, get a piece of paper and pencil. Let's do this. We talk about your time on your job. So if you're out of school, brand new to the employment market, you could be on a job for 1 or 2 months and buy a home. Might not be the wisest thing, but you can. Okay. But let's say you changed jobs 6 months ago. You were at another place and now you're at this place and you're a receptionist, or you're a nurse, or you're a laborer, or anything of what you do. It's very similar to what you did before. And what we ask is, there's no big job gaps. You didn't take 6-8 months off. And if it's in very much in the same line of work, you're good. If you're getting a 40-hour paycheck, we use that 40-hour paycheck and go forward. Where you hit some issues is, if you haven't been there for 2 years, you cannot count these things. You cannot count overtime. You cannot count commissions or sales or bonuses. Any thing other than or on top of your base pay. You can use your base pay. Okay. Part-time jobs, you have to be there 2 years. Unless you had a part-time job with, let's say you went from Kohl's and you were a cashier there and you worked there for a year and a half, and then you moved over to Walmart and you're still a cashier. You can probably get that to work because you're a cashier. It was part-time and it was steady business. You didn't take any job gaps in between that. Self-employed. if you have your own business, or you're paid via 1099. If you paid 1099, you get what I'm saying. You have to be in business, or you have to have 2 years of taxes to show, and we blend that into what your average income is. Okay, so that's your income. All right, so let's do this. Let's play a little, we'll do a little role play here, and I'm going to go through some numbers with you. Most programs will allow you to go to what we call a 50% debt ratio. Okay, what your debt ratio is, it's pretty simple. We call it in the business debt to income. It's your debt to or divided by your income. Okay, so again, in most cases, you can go to a 50% debt ratio. All right, so we take your income, your gross income, before taxes and everything. So if you don't use your paycheck, your net paycheck, use the gross income. So we're going to say, Dan, I make $60,000 a year. That is my salary. So thus you make $5,000 a month. So that's your income. So now what would you qualify for? Well, let's do the math backwards. We know, because I just said that with the guidelines, you can go to a 50% debt ratio. So we take your monthly income, the $5,000, and multiply it by 50%. That gives us $2,500. So that number is how much in bills you can have each month and still qualify for a mortgage. All right. I'll reference, what do I mean by your bills? Your bills are anything on your credit report plus your proposed mortgage in its simplest terms. Now, if you have child support, you know, other things, but in the simplest forms, it's your creditors on your credit report plus your mortgage payment or proposed mortgage payment. Okay. So the other day I had a gentleman call me and says, I'm pretty sure I don't qualify. I'll never meet that debt ratio that you talked about. I said, well, let's go through the numbers. So we backed it in. So in this case, we have the $2,500 a month is what you can have in all your expenses. So you have a car payment. I'm going to make some numbers really round just to make it easy. You have a $500 car payment. You have a $250 student loan. And you have a $250 in monthly credit card bills. Okay? So, those total, $500 for the one, $250 for the other, $250 for the other, those total $1,000. So, you have $1,000 in other debt. All right? So, we know you can qualify with $2,500 in total debt. Well, you have $1,000 in other debt. We subtract that from the $2,500, leaving you $1,500. So you can have a $1,500 house payment. Pretty simple. So I would highly suggest go to my website. It's themortgageupdate.net or 1160mortgage.com. You can go to either one. It takes you to the same place. And under resources, there's a mortgage calculator. And you can use that to see how much house you could buy with a $1,500 house payment. Or I would be more than happy to walk you through that. So here's the next question I usually get. Well, I can get $1,500. What would be my loan amount? What would be my house value? Well, most likely I'm going to know, based on the information you provide me, I'm going to know your credit score. And your homeowner's insurance is probably going to be about $80-$90 bucks a month. So I know that piece of it. So I have most of the pieces of the puzzle I need, other than one thing, your real estate taxes. That can play a huge role in how much you qualify for. So the tough thing on my part is to say, okay, with a $1,500 house payment, you can afford a $200,000 loan. Well, maybe. The maybe is the tax bill I might use to propose that house value might be an average, and most likely it is. And so in that case, $200,000 home, you're probably looking at $4,000 in taxes in Illinois. If you're any other state, it's well below that. But in Illinois, say it's, you know, $4,000 bucks. So we're going to say, I'm going to round some numbers, $350 a month. Okay, so I back in some numbers and that's it. So it comes back to now, okay, you qualify to buy a $200,000 home. Well, wonder if you find a house and the real estate taxes are $6,000. Okay, that's far above, you know, what we're using. That's another, you know, $150 a month or so more than I was using in my proposal. Because that number is higher, it's going to mean you can buy less of a home because your real estate taxes are eating up more of that payment that you qualify for. So the biggest thing I could ask you is to please pay attention to your real estate taxes when you're buying a home or when you're looking at homes. You could find, I had a young man, and this still pops out to my in my head like it was yesterday. He was buying a house in Calumet City. It was I pre-approved him for like $150,000 home. He found a house for $80,000. So the first thing you think, I'm double qualified. Well, I couldn't get the loan done. Why? Because the real estate taxes on that property were $10,000 a year. I'm looking at, you know, if you're buying a $100,000, $150,000 home, it's maybe $3,000, not $10,000. He didn't qualify. So because, you know, you think that, okay, you're pre-approved for $200,000, then the real estate tax number is going to play a huge role. Same thing with the homeowners association fees. So if I back in again, so you qualify for a $1,500 house payment for a $200,000 loan, but you have real estate taxes of $3,000 or $300 a month. Now you have an association fee of $250. Well, that's going to reduce how much of a house you can buy now because we weren't anticipating that extra cost. So every time either your real estate taxes go up, an association fee gets added on, and other things like that, it's going to reduce your purchasing power. So that's the best analogy I can make of that. So that's we're breaking down the income and how you qualify via income. When you come back, we're going to go through your credit scores, what's needed, how we find those, how we can work with you on those. And then we're going to go over some debts on things that we might be able to not include, pay off, pay down, or what, you know, what might be excluded or what's not excluded that you think might be excluded. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And if you like the show, please, if you're watching this on any social media, please share it. Please give me a thumbs up. Please do whatever. If you're listening to this on the radio, I'm not crazy. Yes, a lot of this information is shared via podcasts, YouTubes, and everything else. So if you'd like to reach me personally, please give me a call at 844-775-LOAN. Or you can reach me at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. Okay, so now here's the next thing in line. We went over your income. How, what it takes to qualify for a mortgage. So now let's go over your credit scores. So here, this is, I'm going to go through a few examples that I had this week that they're kind of bizarre. I had one gentleman call me. And he said he was applying for a VA loan with a company, and they kind of were going over interest rates. He got this flyer, and it says VA rates down to 3.25, which is hard to believe on a 30-year fix. But he probably didn't read the fine print. He probably didn't read the term. There's probably a lot of things that he didn't read, which is fine. None of us really read all those fine print if you can read them. You know, if you have a microscope, you can probably read what's at the bottom, but that's kind of the getcha. So what he did is he applied, going through all this, that. They came back and said, yeah, you know what? We can get you 4.25. He's like, well, I'm at 4.5 now. This doesn't do me any good. He said, why can't I get, you know, a lower rate? Well, if you had an 800 credit score, we could get you a lower rate. As soon as he said that, they rang a bell in my head. Let me go over credit scores with you. And how the information they gave him, maybe it's at that particular bank that he went through. Maybe it's something that they have in place, but it's not the norm. All right. When you're applying for a mortgage, the credit score, basically, let's look at these as test grades. Okay. Let's look at A, B, C, and D. We'll just break it down that way. The scores are 740 credit score and above. That gets you an A. I don't care if you have a 741, an 820, a 780. It's the same. You're getting an A. 720 to 740, or say 739, is a B. Okay? 700 to 719 is a C. Anything below 700 will classify as a D. Now, I'm not saying that's bad credit. I'm just trying to make this make sense for you. So when I hear from people, you know, if you had an 800 credit score, you'd have a better rate. That's, I'll say it's nonsense. I'll actually have to call them out on that one and have them, you know, send me your rate sheet so I can see that. So when he called me, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. He has like a 780 credit score. He's already on the pinnacle of interest rates. So that's what, and then I quoted him and I got him in actually to the mid threes, far below what they were quoting him. You know, even at an 800, they were at 3.875. I'm at 3.5 with his 780. So I can get his loan done. My fees were lower. I get him qualified and I'm proceeding with the loan. Okay. So that's that. So let's get on to it. To qualify for an FHA loan, you need an FHA and a USDA, you need a 580. 580 and above. You can get a mortgage with less than a 580. It's really difficult. I'll just leave it at that. So it's possible, but it's very difficult. And if you have under a 580 credit score, you might be reluctant to buy a home. I'd be more than happy to work with you to try to refinance and get you out of why you're at a five, you know, mid to low 500 score. But that's going to take a lot of work. So that's that. So the next thing is, where do we get these scores? What are scores? What scores used? Well, Dan, I use Credit Karma and it says that I have, this is the credit score. Well, great. Unfortunately, there's no lender in the country that uses the Credit Karma, credit score. You might say, well, Dan, I have my Discover card and it tells me I have this score. Well, unfortunately, same thing. Nobody's using that Discover card because we don't even know what that score is. Well, it's my TransUnion. Okay, is it your TransUnion Series 4, 8, 9? Is it this TransUnion 4 Auto? Is it TransUnion 8 Mortgage Score? Is it the TransUnion 9 Insurance Score? There's over 30 different credit scores. So which one are you getting? Okay, so I'm going to go on to how and where you get your credit scores if you want to. And if you're going down this path of you want to get into home ownership, I highly suggest you do this step. Don't just use your Credit Karma or Credit Sesame or your Discover card credit scores. Okay. It doesn't, nobody uses those. That is called a Vantage score. The score that everybody uses when trying to qualify for a loan, credit card, auto loan, mortgage, is what is called your FICO. Okay, so where do we get this? Well, I have, and I'm going to promote my website again, and this is why I put the website together. It wasn't to get rich. It's to put the tools in your hands to do these things yourself. Prep yourself. Educate yourself. Be prepared for, you know, things. Like that gentleman who called me with the 800 credit score. If you would have listened to my shows, he would know that they're full of BS when they tell him, oh, if you had an 800 score, we could do that. No. So go to creditscoresandmore.com. Okay. Go to creditscoresandmore.com. I highly suggest this to everybody that listens, everybody that tunes in, everybody, all my clients. Please complete step one. It is a free, 100% free. Doesn't ask for a credit card. Doesn't get, you know, trust me, there's no cost to this system. It is a credit scoring system that gives you a Vantage score, not your FICO score. Okay. So you're going to say, well, Dan, why would I sign up for that? Well, it's free credit monitoring. It gives you advice. It gives you blogs. It's a great credit monitoring system. I use it personally. It also gives you recommendations on saying, you know, here's the best credit card that you would qualify for if you're looking for, then it'll categorize it. It'll say, do you want rewards? Do you want 0% transfers? Do you want cash rebates back? Do you want this? Do you want that? So you go over and say, you know what? I want to move my 28% Discover card into a 0% interest transfer. You find that, click it, click enter, and it'll say, okay, here's your best bet. This credit card is your best bet to apply for to get approved. So it does all of that. So now, where are we getting our real credit score, the actual credit scores that my lenders are going to use? You're going to go to step two. Step two is it'll take you to a system, and if you use the system, you get like 20% off the cost of it. It'll give you all of your credit scores, all 30, 32 of them. And then you can look through it. It'll give you your TransUnion, your Equifax, and Experian. Here's what I want you to do. I got a challenge for you. Go there and order it. And then go through each report meticulously. See if there's anything wrong. Is there a collection on there that shouldn't be? Is there a bill that you paid off that, you know, still showing balances? Are there judgments on there you didn't even know about? Is there a credit card on there you didn't know about? Medical bills are huge. Everybody has almost everybody has a medical collection account. You might have one that you don't even know about. This is prepping yourself for home ownership. So go in and order your credit report, go through it meticulously and see if there's errors. See what your scores are. See what your real scores are. What I want you to do is when you go in there, I want you to click the TransUnion, scroll down and look at your mortgage score if you're looking for a mortgage. I don't care about the other scores. Don't care. I want your mortgage score. Write it down. Go to Experian, Equifax, TransUnion. Write all three mortgage scores down. Use the middle score. That's what you're going to qualify with. It could be a lot lower or a lot high. It could be all over the board. That's the score that's used. So that's the homework I have. If you want to own a house, this is probably one of the biggest pieces of this puzzle in home ownership is your credit. Go in there and look at it. Look through it. You're more than welcome to, you know, call me. I'll log in with you into your account. We'll go through it meticulously. I'll point out some things to you. We hang up. You change the password. I can't go back in. And now you know what you're working with. And now we can go in and see, you know, can we make corrections or is it perfect? It might be perfect. There's 3 out of 5 people have information on their credit report that's inaccurate. Are you one of those? That the credit breaches that have been taking place over the last year or two, or just recently with Capital One, has your data been breached and somebody opened accounts under your name you don't know about? You know, these are what we need to look into. So that's what I want to talk about today. The qualifying, you know, we went over income, we went over your credit scores, and we also went over your debt. You know, what debt's used, how we use it, you know, and how to treat that. So hope you liked today's show. If you did, please, you know, help share my information out with others. Tell people about, you know, to tune into the show every night, weekdays from 7:30 to 8 p.m. on AM 1160 in Chicago. You can find me on YouTube, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, or just Google me. I'm also on Spotify, iTunes, all over social media with podcasts, Facebook. You know, friend me on Facebook, like me on Facebook, go to my Google reviews, check out my reviews, leave a review, anything you want to do. I would greatly appreciate it. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in again today. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless. Have a great night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.